New school year in the Medford Area School District. New teachers. My guests are Jody Lurkey, Hillary Toombs, and Gabby Soto Iglesias. Let's begin with you, Jody. What will you be teaching in the school district?
I will be teaching at the middle school in physical education.
All right. And where did you go to college?
I graduated from UWSP. I have my master's from Olivet Nazarene University as well.
Hometown?
Mosinee.
Oh! Oh, wow. So you're familiar with Medford then?
A little bit.
Extracurriculars, you mentioned FIAD. Any coaching or anything?
I've coached a lot of things over the years. I've done gymnastics, volleyball, track. My son, Russell, so I help him out a little bit.
So do you have a preference, though? Do you have one you like better than the others?
I'm actually currently coaching volleyball.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's just getting up and running. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me ask about your family. You didn't mention your son. Tell me about your family.
Well, I'm married. My husband, Eric, teaches at DC Everest, and I have 5 children and 3 dogs.
Oh, my goodness. So you're busy. What are the ages of the children?
My oldest is 22. I have 4 girls, so it's 22, 18, 17, 14, and 12.
Okay, so they can kind of take care of themselves a bit, I would
yep.
think. Yeah. So are you commuting?
I am for now.
Ah, awesome. Yep. Are you looking to move into the Medford?
I don't know. With my kids being involved in the DC Everest School District, I'm probably going to stay there.
So what are you most looking forward to in the new school year?
I'm looking forward to meeting the kids and working with the kids. I think that's always the best part of the job, is the students.
Gabby Soto Iglesias.
Hi.
Hi. Now, what will you be teaching?
ELL, English Language Learner.
Okay. And, all right.
In high school.
In high school. Where did you go to college? Where did you go to school?
Everything in Mexico, to Iberoamericana University and Anahuac. I did my master in Anahuac University. They are like foreign students, but everything in Mexico.
So your hometown then is in Mexico?
Yeah, definitely. I'm Mexican, even though my parents are from Spain and, well, half and half. Yeah.
Any extracurriculars you may be getting involved in, advising in clubs, anything like that?
I would love to maybe have a club of Mexican food. I will be working with the high school students, and I would definitely love to engage them in some different kind of activities from Mexico, cooking, maybe dancing, that kind of activities.
Tell us about your family here, please.
I only have a toddler of 4 years old, and my husband is a camp director. So first we were in 4 spring camps, and he will be as well like learning some things from Forest Springs. And eventually we will have a camp in Texas or here for Hispanic kids as well.
What are you most looking forward to in the school year?
Definitely to help the Hispanic kids to get graduated. I think that they really need help sometimes. I can feel them. I am a foreign person, and as a teenager, I think that you need a lot of support. So I would definitely love to give them that support.
Wonderful. Welcome. Hillary, what will you be teaching?
I will be the guidance counselor this year at Stetsonville.
So you're not really a teacher. You're more into,
guidance. Yep, doing all the emotional and social behaviors. Yeah.
Where did you go to college?
I got my undergrad at Green Bay and then my master's at Superior.
So your hometown, where are you from?
Riblick.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you're a local.
I am a local.
You are a local. Well, welcome back. Extracurriculars, you can be involved in any of that kind of thing at the high school?
No, not right now. Kind of want to settle into my first year and then start looking into it.
Is there anything you're kind of interested in? Do you have any?
Well, I used to play sports in high school, so probably would lean towards that, like volleyball, basketball, somewhere in there.
Tell me about your family.
So right now it's just me. My parents still live in Riblick. Yeah, and then I got 2 cats recently, so they're just little babies right now.
What are you most looking forward to in the school year?
Working with the kids, that'll be really excited and to really step into that role and, yeah, just get to teach them and watch them grow.
So once again, you'll be down in Stetsonville, yep?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, best of luck.
Thank you.
Once again, our guests have been New Medford teachers Jody Lurkey, Gabby Soto Iglesias, and Hillary Toombs. We'll introduce you to more of Medford's new teachers on another local news program.